My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
He just joined us in the last segment. That was his answer on, is Deshaun Watson playing for his job this week? And we got plenty to get to, guys. Obviously, we're going to get back to some Gardo's talk as the show goes on. This is G. Bush's final hour with me today. But as you guys know, Game 5 tomorrow, it's been moved up to 108. The Fan playoff post-game show with Earl Malden and Mitch Spinell. That's coming up as soon as tomorrow's game ends, hopefully, with a Gardo's win. But you just heard it there. It's a football Friday. I cannot recall anybody just flat out having this discussion today.
Right.
Is Deshaun playing for his job this week, or do you agree with Pink?
Well, by the way, you can check out the barbershop 9-1 tomorrow, right before that. You can check it
this
out.
This is a plug-a-thon?
Yeah, this is a great plug-a-thon.
While we're at it, myself and Spencer German break down the Oregon matchup for undefeated Ohio State and the latest Sons of the Shoe. Subscribe now on the free Odyssey app at 923thefan.com or wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, what have you. Follow Sons of the Shoe today. Had to get that one out, too.
You had to get, listen, it works good, man. Now, listen, I like the fact that Pinks just was like, look, nah, it's like a divorce. You know, my grandfather used to say sometimes cheaper to keep her. And at this point, it's just unattainable. Like, you know, there may be a situation where, you know, down the line if he gets injured or down the line if they decide that, you know, he's playing so badly that, you know, he's at risk to himself somehow. But as long as he's healthy, as long as he wants to play, he believes that they're going to have to be able to play him out there. And here's the part that I struggle with a little bit, because as you extrapolate that forward, it's almost like Kevin Stefanski can't even unmarry himself from that situation. In a way, he was able to do that a little bit with Baker and say, we're going to have you play for your contract. And he was hurt, and he kept trotting him back out here because he kept saying he gives us the best chance to win. He gives us the best chance to win. In the end, Baker Mayfield kind of waved the white flag and said, I'm tired just a little bit. I'm going to have surgery, and I'm not going to play the last game. For in this situation, if Deshaun keeps playing poorly and the team around him continues to play poorly, that's the least of your worries. Your major worry is that the locker room smells blood in the water and says, so we getting sacrificed here? We're not going to make any changes? And then that's when the whole soap opera happens.
One thing that I actually like that Kevin does do is Kevin, I think, understands the importance of spacing out these kind of decisions. You know, like, I think you saw him try to give P.J. Walker time after DTR really struggled in that Baltimore game. And he waited the last possible second. And when you lost to P.J., all right, now we're going to go back to DTR. And he really did give DTR a chance. DTR got hurt, and then they went to Flacco. Like, I think Kevin, one area I do think he's super smart, is he understands you always have to keep at least a card in the back of your pocket. I think play calling has been a thing for that for him for a while. Of, hey, my break glass in case of emergency in season if I need it is, I can go and give away play calling duties. Yep. And I think he's used, you know, benching guys in that same vein. I do think that's something that puts him in a uniquely strong position, that whether it's benching Deshaun, giving over play calling to Ken Dorsey, benching Amari, like, you know, any of these things. Honestly, even bringing guys back off injury, namely Nick Chubb, I think he's smart enough to understand. You don't play, it's not like Uno. You don't play three cards right in a row.
Right.
Right? You got to, like, wait that turn. All right, it's been four games. Now I'm going to play this card, and I'm going to wait another turn, and then I'm going to play this card. And you don't play your draw fours all at once. And so, and I can't believe I just made a Uno analogy here.
That,
but you
that
guys,
Uno scheme was crazy. You that know, Uno scheme was crazy.
Yeah, I've done it before. I've done four draw fours, but it's to go out because that's how I live. But I, it's interesting, man. Like, you can sell me that this would be a logical point to bench Deshaun if Deshaun and the Browns, if Deshaun plays poorly, again, plays closer to Washington than did Vegas, and they lose on Sunday. Because you're coming back home. It's a divisional game, so it's the last of your NFC games up until the Saints game. So you got a three-game stretch here of AFC North, AFC North, AFC West matchup here. And it's three straight home games where it hits you in the box office if you're losing. So if it weren't for the contract, I could see and I could understand the idea that somebody could come out and go, man, Deshaun better have a good game on Sunday or it's over.
You know, I'm going to go back to what Adam Kaplan said. He said something, and it kind of flew under the radar. He said, it's not his arm. He still can fling the ball. He still can throw the ball. It's his confidence in the mental aspect of it. And one of the things that, you know, when you do still have talent, the one thing that's in the back of Kevin Stefanski's back pocket is almost like the wild card, right? In Uno. You're like, I don't have a bunch of yellow in my hand, but all I do have is a you know what of green. So I'm going to change this. I'm going to change this to green. And now I'm going to reverse it too. So let me go back and do some other things. And what I mean by that is,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Deshaun Watson buys you three more weeks if he plays well and they win. Because what you can do, wins are sobering and wins are like wild cards, right? It changes the whole complexion of what you're trying to do. And it says, Deshaun, he played, say he goes out and throws for 275. They get a tough win on the road, but he doesn't have, he plays clean football. The sacks are down and he makes a couple of those plays that he made against Las Vegas. And he looks like, wow, well, that was a pretty doggone good game. Now it buys you three more weeks because now you can stack that with, hey, we got Nick Chubb coming back now. Now we got Chubb. We got Watson. I can sell that. Like I can, you can start to put something together. And as much as people don't like Deshaun Watson and the Boo Birds are out, best believe all that gets turned around because they're going to root harder for Nick Chubb than Boo For Deshaun Watson. Let's keep that real.
To say what, to kind of follow up on what you said about Adam, I just think there's a lot of people making, kind of treating the Deshaun thing as like a thing. I think it's five things. I think his arm strength is still good, but his touch is not where it is because he's coming off a massive surgery. That's not an excuse. That's a reality. But that does not excuse everything else because I think confidence is shot. I think scheme is still problematic. I think there's the performance around him. And the fifth thing is he has some natural limitations. Like he is a guy that likes to hold onto the ball a little bit more. He has some, and honestly, natural limitations, bad habits, however you want to say it. All these five things inform it. So like that's what's so, and I feel the same way about the Browns. Like both are onions. Both are these complex things where if you just say it's one thing, you don't fix it. But you might fix one thing, but then the other might spring a leak. You got to fix each one of those things, and that's what's so tough. Like I didn't see confidence problems against the Raiders. Yeah. I saw a guy. The easiest way to tell a guy's confidence at quarterback is he looking downfield?
Mm-hmm.
And Deshaun was consistently looking past his O line and looking down the field. So, okay, that's a game where I don't have to worry about confidence. The arm thing was real. There was, especially the beginning of the third quarter, there are times where I don't think he knew exactly where it was going. Okay, scheme. Well, all right, was it a decoy? Was it not a decoy? I'm not going to have that. But performance around him, Nick Harris, huge touchdown, biggest play of the year. It gets called back. Natural limitations. I'd say the fourth down play where he takes the sack that he shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that and again, that was another, by the way, performance around him because Zinter got blown up by Wilkins. So it's like, we want to make this simple. I just don't think it is. And I'll be honest with you. I think the only way in which it's simple is if Deshaun plays a poor game on Sunday and they lose, the only reason that he's still the quarterback is because of the contract. But if we start looking to how teams think and what matters to teams, I'm not sure the team's going into this thinking, you better play well or I'm bailing on this. I'm not sure. But man, this looks like a lot of scenarios I've seen play out where, all right, you're on the road, you suck, that's okay. Hey, we're going at home. We got to find something different here. And that, by the way, that's every change you could think.
Yeah.
This doesn't just set up for, it would make sense in this scenario, coming home, the Cincinnati game certainly matters. It's an AFC game. All right, let's start thinking about that. You can say the same damn thing about Ken Dorsey's job. Or Ken Dorsey being the play caller. Or bringing back Chubb, as you had said. So, like, I don't think it's just, is Deshaun playing for his job? I think it's every one of those dominoes that could fall, that draw four that you want to play. I think some sort of change makes a lot of sense if Deshaun doesn't play well or if the Browns lose on Sunday. I just don't know. I can guarantee it's going to be Deshaun because the ultimate reverse card, God, I'm doing this too much, is Deshaun's contract.
Yeah, I think, and let's be clear, you know, they're 1-4 right now. This is how early the season is. If somehow they're able to go in and beat Philadelphia, right? You win that game. You get the Bengals, right? Mm-hmm. You win that game. You're 1-0 in the division. Think about how all of a sudden 3-4 in 2 weeks has changed the entire complexion of what you're talking about. At that point, you know, the different factions of your fan base grow, right? The Deshaun Watson guys who said it's not all his fault will be in full swing at that point because they are going to say, listen, we played better. We got two more wins, and we cleared up some other things that were holding us back. And then you got guys, and then it will be back to the point where what are we looking for Deshaun to prove that he's a quarterback? You'll have the faction that will say, well, listen, we didn't pay $230 million, these three first-round picks, and lose Baker Mayfield over a 2-3 record. That's not what we're looking for. But I do think that it's early enough in the season where it's not inconceivable that after two wins that are winnable football games, that you could be in a position where everything looks different and you look back a couple weeks and say, man, did we really panic?
216-474-0092. Is Deshaun Watson playing for his job this week? Peter in Perrysburg, we're going to get to you when we come back here, but there's a different way to have this conversation about Deshaun, whether it's this week or going forward. And I think, living in our fears, if we do that for a minute, I don't think the fear is what you think it is with the Browns and Deshaun. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.